We're up to Simon Tofresh Ayin Tes, and we'll be doing Tofresh Ayin Tes and Tofresh Pei. Tofresh Ayin Tes, Be'erev Shabbos Madlikin Ner Chanukah Tchila, V'chakach Ner Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, first you light Ner Chanukah and then Ner Shabbos. Why is that? Since there is a Shita that as soon as you light Ner Shabbos, it becomes Shabbos, so you can't light Ner Chanukah afterwards. Because if Hadlokas Neiris Shabbos is considered a Kabbalah Shabbos, then how can you light Ner Chanukah afterwards? Now, Rav Poskim hold that that's not the case. Therefore, if you happen to have lit Ner Shabbos first, you can still light Ner Chanukah. Now, all of this is when you're dealing with a man. For women, the minig is that unless they explicitly say otherwise, a woman is makabel Shabbos without Hadlokas Neiris. So what happens if you have a woman living on her own, she lights Ner Shabbos, and remember she didn't light Ner Chanukah. The halacha is she should ask somebody else to light for her, and that other person should make the bracha as well. Incidentally, there's a Sharat Siyun here that we don't find in Hilchos Shabbos, that is where he wants to say that it could be that Lefi the Taz, the same minig that you have for a woman lighting, you'll have for a man lighting when he's permanently living on his own. Meaning, when you're talking about a man who happens to be lighting for some reason, his wife isn't home, so there we say that men don't have the minig of Kabbalah Shabbos with Hadlaka. But if you have a man who lives on his own and lights all the time, it could be that he has the same halacha where the minig is to be makabel Shabbos with Hadlaka. Mishnah Berurah speculates. He's not certain about this. Says the Ramah HaGol, Mavarach Alein Kamod Bechol, Afa Bisham Adlikim Bode Yom Gadol. The halacha is that we make the brachas, even though you're lighting in broad daylight. Nevertheless, we make the brachas. The Mishnah Berurah reminds us that this is all if you're lighting after Plag HaMincha, that's an hour and a quarter before Shkia, because if you light before Plag, then that doesn't count altogether. Now, nevertheless, you have to put in enough oil for it to burn a half hour after Tzeis HaKachavim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what if you just don't have enough oil? At least one of them, at least the Iker Ner, you should have lighting past a half hour past Tzeis HaKachavim. Another Mishnah Berurah is that on Erev Shabbos, one should be careful lechatchila to daven mincha before Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Most people do have that minig. They go daven early. In other places, you come to shul after Hadlokas Neiris. Mishnah Berurah says that the better minig is to light after mincha. Simen Tafresh Pei. Bilel Shabbos tzarich liten shum dover lochutz ben haneris lepesach. Bishvil haruach shelo yichabe haneris kshaposeach as adelis. On Leil Shabbos, you have to make sure that you have something that is protecting the neiris from the wind if you're lighting near the door, because we're afraid the wind will come in and blow it out. Now, of several things here. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah tainas that this is also true during the week. The halachi is that you have to light in a place that is roi for it to burn for a half hour after Tzeis HaKachavim. So if you're going to light in a place where as soon as you open the door, the wind's going to blow it out, then your Ner Chanukah is not lit in a place where it can light. See, he says that therefore, this halacha applies b'chol also. Why did he dafka bring it here for Shabbos? Because you have the additional thing that there's an Isser. That's one thing. And therefore you need a Shmira Yisera. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sharat Siyun brings other reasons as well, but Lamaisa, and that is that the second halacha in this siman happens to be talking about Erev Shabbos, where there's a problem not so much of Ner Chanukah, but the problem is Shabbos. Now the halacha is that if it's not a psik reisha, it's not a problem. So what are we talking about? We're talking about where the minig was to light right behind the door. The tour back in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah brought that the minig was, even though today we light indoors, he said nevertheless the minig was to light indoors near the door. As a result of it, there's a real chashash that when the door opens, the wind is going to blow it out. Therefore, you have to make sure there's something standing between the door and the Ner Chanukah so that you're not going to have a cross breeze there. Now the halacha is, what if you didn't put something there as a chatzitza? The halacha is you're not allowed to open the door then. Opening the door is going to be a psik reisha for kibui. Siv beis, be'erev Shabbos, also likboa neiris bedelas atzmo, achorei adelas, v'yesh mi shematir. What's the machlokas here? That means to put your Ner Chanukah on the door in a way that as you move the door, you're moving the Shemen. So for Shabbos, this is a problem because as you move it, you're either bringing the Shemen closer to the Ner or further from the flame or further, which will affect how it is burning. So that's the Malacha of either Kibui or of Havara. And this is a Psik Reisha. So the Halachi is that would be Aser. During the week, that would not be Aser. Or it's during the week, it just has to be Ro'i. It doesn't say here that the wind is going to blow it out. The problem here is that you're moving it when you open and close the door. So this one is only a Shabbos problem, not a weekday problem, which is where the Mishnah Berurah got that perhaps that's why the first Halach is also brought for Shabbos alone.